Bradley Schrabeneau, episode 96 of the Repossible Podcast. I told you we're on live. We're in Alma Maria Agua Dulce in España, in the south of Spain. And what, I'm sorry, I just overheard, was it, the fun is not in the creation, but the fun is in?
It's not the creation, it's the idea, just to have the fun.
Just to have the fun.
Just to have the fun. It's the multiple ideas and to think about how to create something, but it's not
and
the
enjoy.
Aim. The main aim is not to realize it, but to the different ways of life and different ideas. And how could it be if I think like this, and how could it be if I think like that? That's the fun. I don't want to produce something.
So I had just quoted Ernest Hemingway, who said, I write 96 pages of shit to get the 4 pages of brilliance or 4 pages of goodness. And Richard here just said, in the same sentence as Ernest Hemingway, said that he's just in it for the fun. It's not so much that there is a goal at the end. It's not so much that this actually our fantastic and extremely secret idea of today at lunch will become a brilliant mastermind, multi-million dollar, inter-European, secretive, Mongolian idea of a corporation through the idea that we are not going to share with you on this podcast today.
Not yet.
Maybe in episode 97.
James Bond, that's for another day.
That's for another day. But the idea for Richard here, in any case, is to have fun and to talk about the ideas. And this coincides, it is parallel with my idea of creating, of making the idea of letting it out of your system, of getting it out from within you, which is buried, which is broken, which is in your heart like a caged animal, and you're letting it free. And today, with the help of a little bit of white wine and a beautiful
pachura
in southern Spain, that this idea comes out, and then he dares tell other people about it, and we talk about it in depth. We even create a bit of a branding and marketing plan for the idea, and yet maybe it goes nowhere, but maybe it goes somewhere. But in Richard's perspective, this is not even the goal. The goal is not necessarily to make this go somewhere, but the goal is to
the conversation, to play with the idea.
It's joining up, interacting, and as Brad says, letting it out. So I'm sort of afraid of what letting it out might mean to my friend Richard.
I hope
you won't let it out right now. there might be a beep in it. But it's about sharing and doing something together. And as Brad said, it's being and feeling alive at a moment in time now. It's here and now. And there, as Brad said, there is no place I'd rather be. And that was it for today. There was no place that we'd rather be than be together, let it out, join ideas, enjoy the ideas, maybe create something of it. We don't know whether something's coming of it. Not yet. But it was good fun. And it was a good moment in a human being's life because we felt alive. And that's all what it's all about. Yeah.
And so we're not just talking about the past. We're not talking about necessarily the future. We're taking in the moment and we are creating something, in my opinion, as I see it from my books, we're creating something from nothing. And thanks to the input of several people collaborating on an idea over lunch in southern Spain, we are also having fun. But it's also the idea that this potentially might become something, although that's not the most important part,
yeah.
to that it's become something, but that at this moment it's something. And that for me is, I guess the other extreme I'm looking up against is the people who just, yeah, okay, take 16-year-old boys, for example. I won't name any names like my 16-year-old boy. I won't name his name right here to bring him out. But just in front of the phone, in front of the nothing, and just sharing other people's creations. Whereas today, this was our creation.
Yeah.
Well, it started with your creation. Richard, we talked about it more. We expanded. We worked on it. And it was, in my mind, an enlightening experience and fun, like you said.
Enormous fun. We had a big laugh.
Enormous fun. We had a big laugh. But that's because I think we are daring to go outside of our comfort zones, to go into a place where we dare give this crazy idea of what maybe our friends think it's stupid. Maybe they think, well, Richard, that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard. But that's okay. If you're among good friends, that's okay.
My friends are used to it.
My friends are used to it. But that one idea, yeah, maybe it becomes something.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to turn the tables. She doesn't want to hear it. Yeah, she's even pointing. Don't do it right now. I'm going from the sunset is beautiful. If you're only listening to the podcast version, go to the YouTube version of this channel. And you will see the southern coast of Spain. And then what I really want to see is an example of nothing to something. Lola was on the top of the mountain in New Zealand. I'm slowly getting to her. And she's extremely embarrassed. By the way, she speaks Spanish like a Spaniard. Her Spanish is so good, it's almost like a local. And so I would like her, okay, she is a local. I would like her to explain this poster in Spanish to all of us. Lola! Okay, Lola, español. Lola, hablo también español. Hablo español también.
Atrévete.
Chicken tikka masala. Lola, please explain this fantastically beautiful, majestical poster, because I see there was a blank paper here, and now there is a ball, there are dragonflies, there are feet with wings. Could you explain in Spanish what is this?
Bueno, este es el producto de una idea que me surgió cuando hicimos un viaje a Nueva Zelanda. Thorsten y yo, y bueno, decidimos
Eso
subir al al Eastwood Peak.
Peak.
Y bueno, fue algo, un reto muy difícil de conseguir, porque era muy un monte muy alto, más de 1300 metros, en muy poca distancia, muy empinado, y yo era algo que pensaba que nunca iba a poder conseguir ni realizar. Mm-hmm. Y bueno, al final lo logramos y surgió este cuadro porque me pareció algo que, o sea, lo que había conseguido, ¿no? Era prácticamente como haber volado, ¿no? Sobre el monte, o sea, como mis pies al final, fue difícil, pero al final se volvieron tan ligeros y que tuve esa inspiración, ¿no? Sobre todo porque llegué tan alto que me habían llevado hasta allí, ¿no? Y me pareció verlo así, como unos pies que le habían crecido alas, ¿no? Y luego la pelota simboliza un poco el movimiento fácil, el rodar sobre algo, ¿no? Que realmente fue, el pensar en eso fue lo que me ayudó a llegar.
Wow. I understood not everything of that, but because she explained to me earlier about the playful nature of how she arrived at that mountain, and then for me, again, with the topic of creation today and creating, how for me she created this painting because that is her medium to share her message. That's how she did it tonight. And if you understand Spanish better than I do, then you understood Lola's story. But today is about create. And next week and Friday, we will hear all about create. This is episode 96 of the Repossible Podcast. I am Bradley Charbonneau in southern Spain in Agua Dulce near Almería in España, together with Moritz, Richard, Thorsten, and Lola. And we are here, and today there is no place I'd rather be.
Yeah!
We'll see you next week. Thanks for watching. Good night.